WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, awesome listeners, buckle up, because today we're diving into something that trips all of us up at some point. Staying motivated when life throws a curveball, you know? Ever feel like you're on a roll, crushing your goals, and then, bam, smack in the face with a major setback? That feeling can be enough to make anyone want to throw their hands up and say, forget it. But here's the deal. Setbacks are inevitable. They're part of the journey, like those annoying potholes on the road to success. It's how we handle them that separates the quitters from the champions, the dreamers from the doers. And trust me, I'm all about being a doer. So let's ditch the defeatist attitude and pump up our motivation game, ready to tackle those setbacks head on. Now, before we get into it, I want you to remember this. You are capable of amazing things. Deep down, you know you have the power to overcome anything that comes your way. It's just a matter of harnessing that inner strength and reminding yourself why you started in the first place. So, here's the game plan for staying motivated when setbacks hit. Number one, acknowledge it. Don't try to bury your feelings or pretend like everything is sunshine and rainbows. Feel the frustration, the disappointment, even the anger. It's okay. Bottling it up just creates pressure that can blow up in your face later. Instead, acknowledge what happened, give yourself permission to feel those emotions, and then let them go. Number two, reframe your perspective. When we hit a setback, our minds tend to zoom in on the negative. We see it as a failure, a sign that we're not good enough. But here's the thing. Setbacks are just opportunities for growth. They're chances to learn, adapt, and come back stronger than ever. Think of it like this. When you fall off your bike, do you stay on the ground or dust yourself off and get back on? You ride again, right? That's how we handle life's curveballs, too. Number three, break down your goals into smaller, manageable chunks. When things feel overwhelming, it's easy to get discouraged. But if you break your goals into bite-sized pieces, they seem less intimidating and more achievable. Celebrate each small victory along the way, because those little wins add up to big results. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, folks. Number four, surround yourself with positive energy. The people we spend time with have a huge impact on our mindset. Make sure you're around people who believe in you, who lift you up, and who inspire you to keep pushing forward. And hey, if there are some negative vibes sucking your energy down, it's okay to distance yourself. You don't need that noise. And finally, number five, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Remember, everyone stumbles, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of the human experience. Don't beat yourself up over setbacks. Learn from them, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're training for a marathon. You've been putting in the miles, feeling strong and confident about crushing your race day goal. Then, bam. You get hit with a nasty flu that knocks you down for days. You feel like your whole training plan is derailed, and doubt creeps in. Will I ever catch up? You wonder. Am I even capable of finishing this thing? This situation is so relatable. We've all had those moments where we feel like life has dealt us a bad hand. But here's the thing. You can choose to let that setback define you, or you can use it as fuel to become even stronger. Remember our five key takeaways? Acknowledge your frustration. Reframe the situation. This isn't a failure. It's an opportunity to test your resilience. Break down your training into smaller chunks. Focus on what you can control. your recovery, your nutrition, etc. Al, and surround yourself with supportive friends and family who believe in you. And most importantly, be kind to yourself. It's okay to feel disappointed, but don't let that setback steal your fire. So, remember this. Setbacks are inevitable, but they don't have to derail your dreams. Embrace them, learn from them, and use them as fuel to power you forward. You got this. And I'm right here with you every step of the way. Now, go out there and make it happen. Leave a comment below and share your thoughts on how you stay motivated when facing setbacks. Let's inspire each other. Don't forget to subscribe to Spartan Discipline Daily for your daily dose of no excuses, mental toughness boosts. Until next time, keep pushing forward.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.